countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
So much is changing in the farmyard and in the fields that sometimes it often seems hard to keep up. Amongst the changes coming down the tracks in 2022 are changes to the way that medicines for farm animals are prescribed. Superintendent Veterinary Officer with the Department of Agriculture, Dr. Caroline Garvin, visited the farm of our reporter, Hannah Quinn Mulligan, where she explained the thinking behind these changes.
Come on. Good girl. Come on.
She put her head straight out.
Yeah.
Good girl. So, we're in our slatted shed here, and we have the Herefords in front of us, and they've been in for about 5 weeks, and we've done our fecal egg count, and they need a fluke dose. But I usually do it by myself, but I have some help here today in the form of Caroline Garvin, who is from the Department of Agriculture, where she's a superintending veterinary officer. So, the cows feel honoured by your presence. We don't...
Feeling is mutual.
The rules are changing, aren't they, next year in regards to this?
Yes, big changes, Hannah. From the 1st of June next year, you will need a veterinary prescription in order to get your wormer, your dose, your drench. This is because of concerns about these products not working as they should do due to resistance issues. So in a way to address this, we are also rolling out a TASA, a targeted advice, free advice service on farm. Cattle and beef farmers can apply, and a nominated vet comes onto your farm, looks at your parasite control program, gives you three recommendations, does two fecal egg counts, and so you're better able to use your wormers effectively, delivering better animal health, better outcomes, better sustainability in terms of your food production.
And it's free for all farmers, essentially.
Absolutely free. So we want everyone to, you know, to get involved, to sign up. It's a really important initiative, particularly in light of concerns around antiparasitic and wormer resistance.
And then, say, in terms of antimicrobials, antibiotics, are the rules changing there as well next year?
Yeah, the new regulations coming in, Hannah, have a very much a particular focus on addressing AMR, antimicrobial resistance, which is in essence antibiotic resistance. And this is because of threats to public health. And so the changes around antimicrobials mean that your prescription will only be valid for 5 days. What this means is you have 5 days to get it dispensed. But vets will have, I suppose, an increased responsibility in how they prescribe. They will have to justify their prescribing practices. They can only issue or prescribe an amount to treat the disease on the farm. Now, there will be concessions around having a small quantity on farm.
Something that's happening right now on dairy farms is a lot of cows are being dried off and dry cow tubes are being used. What are the rules going to be around dry cow tubes?
There's a particular focus on preventative use of antimicrobials, and it's very much being restricted down to individual animal use only. So what the new regulation is saying, that a vet can only prescribe on an individual animal basis, and a vet will need individual animal data to prescribe. So what we're talking about here really is going down the route of milk recording. A vet is going to need that kind of data to determine whether you can go down the route of selective dry cow therapy.
There's another element to this in that prescriptions will be electronic. So they'll be issued by text message or they'll be issued by email, and there'll be a prescription number with that. But the Department of Agriculture will be able to see through this new computer system exactly what each farm in the country is being prescribed. Can you see why farmers would be concerned and there's some kickback to that level of oversight?
No, they shouldn't be concerned. I suppose the first thing to say is that this NVPS, National Veterinary Prescribing System, is being developed because there's a requirement in the new regulation that we as a member state have to submit usage data on our use of antimicrobials. This is because they're such an important resource that we need to keep effective in human health, so we need to look at their use levels in animal health. So this is a requirement to submit this data, and we're collecting it through the NVPS.
Antimicrobial resistance, AMR, is a huge concern, and in 2020, animal medicine usage in Ireland went up by 17%. Where does Ireland stand in regard to, say, other countries and the type of oversight that's coming in?
Well, I suppose, yeah, it was disappointing to see that increase. But I suppose the first thing to say, Hannah, is that there would be a lot of caveats possibly with the data. It's voluntary data. And also there was concerns that maybe with Brexit coming along, that there had been this increased sales of these products. The bottom line is, I suppose, Ireland needs to improve and reduce their overall use of antimicrobials. We're an export market, and any visits that we have from potential markets look at our use of antimicrobials. And this NVPS will give that accurate data to demonstrate the best practice as we move forward, you know, and reduce our use of antimicrobials.
We've got to get Betty dosed. Good girl. Oh, she'll do anything for a bucket of meal, won't you, Pet? Hmm? Is there any specific countries where this has already been working?
Well, the countries like the Netherlands or Denmark, they've had these systems, these electronic prescribing systems in place for 10 to 20 years. And that's how they're able to show, they're able to demonstrate their reduction. And they have set targets, they have benchmarked farmers, they've done all these things to drive down use. And because we haven't had a system, we haven't been able to do it.
And I think in line with this regulation as well, there's a huge concentration on critical antibiotics.
Well, this legislation is very much looking to restrict certain antimicrobials to human use only, because AMR is a One Health issue, because we share the same groups of antibiotics. Colistin is something that's really critically important in this country in particular, because it's used a lot in patients with cystic fibrosis for respiratory infections. But our animal health stakeholder group has voluntarily agreed to cease the use of colistin in animals. And that's a really, really positive step for animal health and for human health, because there are alternatives to colistin. And similarly, we talk about the dry cow tubes, for instance. There are antibiotics in certain tubes that are drugs of last resort in human health. And so what we're saying now is that these should not be used as first-line treatment.
And I know you mentioned before as well that your daughter recently had to go into hospital, and the only antibiotic that could be used is one that was also used in animal health as well.
Yeah, and I mean, this really brought it home to me, Hannah. Like, I mean, she's 7 years old, very, very healthy, and got a really nasty kidney infection. And she went downhill so fast when I brought her into hospital, you know, that they said to me, look, she's heading towards renal failure. And they did a culture and susceptibility testing, and I asked them to see the results. There was only 1 out of 10 antibiotics that was going to work for her, and it happened to be an antibiotic that I'd used in calf scar, I'd used it in dogs, I'd used it in cats. And I just thought, you know, if I was a vet in practice now, I really need to consider how I use these antimicrobials, because they're so important in human health.
Wow, that was Dr. Caroline Garvin explaining the changes in animal prescriptions to Hannah Quinn Mulligan. And if you'd like further details of the free Tasha vet consultation available for your livestock on the changes that lie ahead, you can find them on gov.ie/veterinary medicines.